This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We don't settle our differences in America with a riot, a mob.
To what we saw over the course of the daytime hours and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations.
We settle them peaceably at the battle bar.
BattleBots.
I think I know this country.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Mega MAGA Republican officials.
Ultra MAGA behavior.
Extreme MAGA Republican.
Yeah, I don't really like labels.
The great irony about the 220 election.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220? Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
They aim to question not only the legitimacy of past elections, but elections being held now.
May I ask you a question?
You can ask your questions later.
No, now.
Now! Right now! You hear?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Don Lamone's morning ratings are crashing. Jake Tapper is being sent packing back to back to an even lesser watched day part in the afternoon. And now Shep Smith sleeps with the fishes, or very soon will be. He was making big bucks when he quit Fox in a fit of pique. I wonder if he's you think he'll join Chris Cuomo, wherever Chris Cuomo is, One Nation News or News One Nation or whatever the hell they call it. And then there's some bust out from Fox is over there too. What's his name, Vittert or something like that? It's quite the outfit, quite the organization. I think there's room for Shep there. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Last night, President Biden sent a pointed message to President Trump. That message was, "Why can't I quit you?"
That was even by Brandon standards, that was a pathetic attempt to, I don't even know what he was attempting to do, really, other than say, stand by for some late-breaking returns on November 9th, November 10th, November, however long it takes to count the ballots.
Oh, my Lord. You know what? Let's just cut to the chase. Why don't you tell us what isn't a threat to democracy?
Could he have said democracy anymore? He said it 27 times. Thank goodness someone else counted it, because I couldn't have handled listening to the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, everything's voting Republican is a threat to democracy. Any questioning of any of his policies, no matter how insane, is a threat to democracy. You know, I would say after last night's debates in Connecticut and New Hampshire and probably elsewhere, it's probably a threat to democracy to ask the American people the question, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie.
Hey, Howie. Joe Biden says he knows this country, but the question is, does he know what country he's in?
I know what state he's in. The state of denial.
I wonder if Brandon thinks there's 54 flavors of Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Well, give him credit. He was closer than Barack Obama. His boss. He said there were 57. He said there were 58 states, and he'd visited 57, one more to go. Brandon got it down to 54.
Yes, we won't know the results of the election for a few hours or perhaps longer, because we will need time to adjust the smoke and mirrors.
Play cut 23 from Biden last night, talking about when the voting is really going to be going on. First you think it's a mistake, and then you say, no, this is what he meant to say. Cut 23.
And every person is sacred. If that's true, then every person's rights must be sacred as well. Individual dignity, individual worth, individual determination, that's America. That's democracy. That's what we have to defend. Look, even as I speak here tonight, 27 million people have already cast their ballot in the midterm elections. Millions more will cast their ballots in the final days leading up to November the 9th, 8th, excuse me.
There's going to be a record turnout on November 9th. Especially in those blue cities like Philadelphia and Atlanta, Milwaukee, Detroit. There's going to be major turnouts.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, the White House deleted a tweet about Social Security? The last time something got debunked and deleted that quickly was when you tweeted out your fake brown postcard. You were oh so proud until people realized you had the wrong address on it. Then you deleted it faster than a Hillary Clinton email. You tall-tale tweeter, we're going to be fine.
That's all lies. That didn't have the wrong address. That had my real address at the time. I think it was Box 243, Deerfield, Massachusetts. That's where I lived back in those days.
Last night I played the Brandon drinking game. Every time he said MAGA, democracy, or I threw back a shot. Man, am I hungover.
Did you notice Mega MAGA, though, has disappeared? It became Ultra MAGA last night. What are they? Are they?
I think it was Extreme MAGA last night. I didn't hear Ultra.
Oh, I you didn't? I thought it was okay. Maybe okay. You listened to it more closely than I did.
And again, it was actually the first time I really fell asleep during a Biden speech, so I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's excusable, Taylor, because he was very close to falling asleep during the speech. If you noticed.
Jill Biden attended the World Series game wearing a Phillies jacket. The Phillies got no hits in the game. Coincidence? I think not.
I think it's probably good news for the nation if the Phillies lose, because they say whenever a Philadelphia team wins the World Series, the country goes into a real tailspin economically. 29, 1980, and 2008.
Gee, Howie, Hillary Clinton's out there putting everybody down, saying how stupid and deplorable we are. I don't understand it. I mean, I guess it did work pretty good for her the last time.
Yeah, that was pretty obnoxious of Hillary Clinton. I mean, she talk about tone deaf. You people, you deplorables, just don't understand what the stakes are here. Do you know how much money our bundlers are going to make with their red Chinese masters if we get to pass another Inflation Reduction Act and every school district, Democrat-controlled school district, gets to buy a $400,000 school bus or 10 electric vehicles?
Hey, you know that sundown effect that Joe Biden has? Does that get set back 1 hour Saturday night?
I never thought of it in those terms, but why not?
Thanks to global warming, Hurricane Ivan was almost as terrible as Hurricane Vladimir.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. We got some new Biden cuts today, by the way. We'll get to them as we go through it. He Yeah. Everybody voted for against it, the Inflation Reduction Act. He's quite a guy.
And now back to the Get Out the Vote rally with Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton.
Someone was texting me earlier and said the reason Kamala was in Boston yesterday is because not even she could screw up Massachusetts for the Democrats this year. But I think it's, you know, that's probably part of it. But the other part is I think she's probably already campaigning for 2024, you know. I mean, I don't think Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, is going to be much of a competitor. I mean, not that she's great. And Buttigieg is going to be presiding over this transportation diesel fuel shortage rail strike disaster that we're looking at after the midterms. But you know, I just think she's campaigning for 2024.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on weekdays. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, we do have one. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's all the messages we didn't play just now, and it's posted around 7 p.m. every weeknight. And you can get Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie.
Last night I played the Brandon drinking game. Every time he said MAGA, democracy, or I threw back a shot. Man, am I hungover.
Not a joke. Not a joke. He really is hungover. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The Washington Post says the Pelosi surveillance video should never be released because it would fuel conspiracy theories. Do you agree?
Yeah, because, you know, the more transparency you have in releasing facts, the more it leads to conspiracy theories, as opposed to keeping everybody in the dark. You know, and just leaving it up to the Washington Post, which told you about the Russian collusion hoax and said it was all real and said that the Russians had hacked into the electric grid on the East Coast when it was just a guy checking his email in Vermont. And the newspaper that gave itself a Pulitzer Prize for a made-up story about a seven-year-old junkie, they should be the ones making the calls. Let them look at the video because they're going to tell the truth. They always tell the truth, right? They told you that Donald Trump's father made an anti-black ad when he was running for mayor of New York in 1969. Of course, the ad was a parody, and his father, Fred Trump, never ran for mayor. But you could trust the Washington Post. They're not like the others. No, I don't agree with the Washington Post. Make the surveillance video available now.
And 98% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. So this was Biden today. He was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Democrats have a problem in New Mexico. A terrible governor. She's running behind the within the margin of error to the Republican. We talked with Robert Cahaley about it the other day from Trafalgar Group. So he's back in there trying to help out. So he's talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, Cut 34.
And they opposed the Inflation Reduction Act. Every single one voted against it, even though some I know were for it. Everyone voted for it, against it.
Everyone voted for against it. May we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut 36.
We're cutting that in half to 5. And if you still got loans left over after making your payments for 20 years, your debt will be completely wiped out. And I know that sounds strange for the students here. But
your debt will be completely wiped out. I don't know about the students. It sounds pretty weird to me. I've never heard of a debt being wiped out. He keeps making up this lie. He keeps repeating it that he reduced the deficit. Reducing the deficit means you would pay down some of the money that was owed. Some of these welfare programs that were passed during COVID have ended, so the deficit, the annual deficit, has fallen, but it's still in record sky-high country. We went from probably the highest deficit in U.S. history to the second or third highest deficit in U.S. history. But that doesn't mean you're reducing the deficit. It means you're reducing the rate of increase. He doesn't seem to understand that. I guess this is what happens when you're the big guy and you're getting 10% of all the graft that your crack-addled, alcoholic, stripper-chasing son is collecting around the world. So he's talking, he's again bragging about reducing the deficit, which is just not true. Cut 37.
This year, under the leadership of the Democrats in Congress, and a little help from me, the deficit fell $1.4 trillion.
Again, the deficit was 1.4. The annual deficit was 1.4 trillion less. That's just added on to the 30 trillion it already was. That's a total lie. Where are the fact checkers here for this? And listen to what he thinks is real progress. Again, people can't afford to fill their oil tanks if they can find the fuel oil, if they can find the kerosene, if they can find the hardwood that's not green. They can't afford to buy the fuel to get through the winter. They have to choose between heating and eating. This is his idea of what's going to happen that's really a big success. Cut 38.
We're making real progress. And by the way, a lot of it's just going to kick in beginning January because we passed this profound legislation on whether it's dealing with the environment or dealing, I mean, for example, it's estimated that what we did on the environment, we passed legislation providing $368 billion in help to deal with global warming. Well, guess what? It's estimated that that's going to save just in what's available to people for their homes to deal with weatherizing their homes, solar panel, whole range of things.
Tax credits for solar panel. Doesn't that make you feel better when you can't afford to fill up your tank with oil? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The Democrats hate Sheriff Tom Hodgson of Bristol County for a number of reasons. He's been a strong supporter of law and order. He's taken illegal aliens and put them into his facilities. He tried to set up chain gangs, which many inmates want to be on because they're outside. He's been a strong supporter of Donald Trump, and he's been sheriff for a long time. And so the Democrats have nominated this crazy guy, the mayor of Attleboro, to run against him. And I wrote a column about him last Sunday, and the Globe endorsed this guy, this mayor hero. But they included a bunch of the crazy stuff that he'd done that I didn't even have room for in my column. And I have a 1,000 words now in the Herald. I mean, this guy is just crazy. But the Democrats have backed him with huge, huge amounts of money. All these left-wing groups call like the Working Families, and they all use cutouts and dark money to, and they're putting out all these mailers. They're outspending Tom Hodgson, but I still think he's probably ahead in the polls. So he put something out, and because he mentioned the fact that George Soros is supporting his opponent, he's now being accused of anti-Semitism. It's really a bogus charge. But I want him to come on the show today to answer these spurious accusations, which are being mounted by the third senator from Maryland, basically, which is Fast Eddie Markey, Mr. Frosty. So, Sheriff Tom Hodgson, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me, Howie.
So what are they trying to do to you? You can't mention George Soros' name or you're anti-Semitic? Is that what they're saying? I mean, that is what they're saying, but it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. Look, they're trying to cancel me because I've exposed both Soros and Bloomberg, who have been dumping about $433,000 through these other groups that they fund with dark money into my opponent's campaign. And they're doing it because for two reasons. Number one, my opponent has no law enforcement experience. And he is sort of the shill for them to advance their defund the police agenda. And I will tell you, Howie, for Senator Warren and Senator Markey to accuse me of being an anti-Semite, first of all...
Semite.
So for them to have said that and accuse me of that, they are the poster children of exactly what everything that's wrong with these people in Washington, and frankly, in both their cases, because here's the thing: in 2014, and they know this because they were there. I spoke at the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee about my associations with Israel, my family background over the years, and my parents are frankly buried in Israel in the Paternoster Church on the Mount of Olives, and you know. I spoke at length about the conditions and the things that happened to the Israeli people over the course of history and my experience growing up, because my father was in Israel a lot, and I'd been there myself. But the bottom line is this. They were at that conference, and we're going to try to get that clip out there for people to see and hear, because they actually had to blatantly lie and suggest that somehow I was anti-Jew. I mean, this is the most outrageous claim. And frankly, I've been asked, not once, I've been a member of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee as a Capital Club member for years. And they have asked me, not once, they asked me to address their Washington conference, which is about 10,000 people. I spoke before them down in Washington. They asked me to speak in New York, and they asked me to speak at the New England annual dinner.
Well, how about this, Sheriff Hodgson? You're anti-Semitic because you spoke out against George Soros, who was Jewish. So today in New York, you have Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton are campaigning for Kathy Hochul, and they're denouncing her opponent, who's named Lee Zeldin, and he's Jewish. So does that make them anti-Semitic?
Well, this is exactly it. It's the hypocrisy. These people will do anything to deflect away from the real issue, right? They'll do anything. They'll lie, steal, cheat, whatever they have to do to try to convince the American people. There's something, look over here. It's like the Wizard of Oz, script, where pay no attention to what's behind the curtain. Look over here. And these people, the Warrens and the Markeys have been doing it for years. But you know what? The people of Massachusetts, and certainly in my county, we see through them. We know what they're doing. And these people in my county, they knew who I am. The Israeli people know who I am, from Washington to here. And for them to try to use this to get cheap political points, they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Let's play a cut. This is from a meeting or a dinner or conference in Boston at the APAC, it's called, American Israel Public Affairs Committee. And you're the speaker here. So let's listen to 40 seconds of this. This is 2014. And you're saying that Markey and the fake Indian were at this conference?
Yes, they were.
Okay, listen to this.
My mother and father met in Israel. They met by coincidence in Jerusalem during World War II, and since then they've never stopped visiting and loving the Jewish state. The story of Israel and the traditions of the Jewish people were an integral part of their lives as husband and wife, and as mother and father to me and my 12 brothers and sisters. Simply put, my parents raised us to love and respect Israel and the Jewish faith.
So that's it. I mean, I don't know how much more direct you can be than that. And,
right.
You know, they just, they're grasping at straws as I think people come to the realization about just what a goofball your opponent is. You know, I mean, he was cited just last week by the Labor Relations Department of the state for breaking the law by in essence threatening the head of the firefighters union and also using coercive language to the wife of a firefighter, saying, "I didn't fire your husband when he was arrested." I mean, this is the guy that he's got all kinds of goofy stuff. He spoke in defense of pedophiles going into public libraries and swimming pools at a city council meeting in Attleboro, his hometown, where he was so effusive in his praise of pederasty and child molesters that the vice president of the city council finally said, "Hey, wait a second, are you a child molester or are you just an advocate for these people?" I mean, and then the Globe uses stuff I didn't even use, which is he took a vacation in North Korea. I mean, that's not against the law, I guess, but it's kind of strange, isn't it? North Korea?
He's appeared on Putin's propaganda TV station 41 times. Look, this guy is tied into the same philosophies that Markey and the rest of them are. And you know what? Honestly, they're so upset that we revealed that they've put 400, the Soros Bloomberg PAC have put in $433,000 of mailers. And everybody just needs to look at the return address on every one of those mailers that's out of New York. And who the heck in New York is going to tell us what we need in our county to be safe? We know what we need here. We don't need New York, these groups out of New York, these woke left-wing groups. And look, you know, if people would Google Bloomberg, Sheriff Hodgson, they'll see an article right there that from the very beginning that talks about they're targeting two sheriffs in the United States, me and actually a guy running for sheriff down in New Mexico. Those are their two top priorities. Why do they have such an interest? Because I'm one person that is not going to stand down. I'm going to stand up for the people, and I am going to defend the rule of law. Whether Markey, Warren, and the rest of those people down there don't want to do it, I don't really care. But they are not going to have me turn my back on the rule of law and the commitments I made and go with these defund the police group and think you're going to change the landscape here in Bristol County. Not going to happen.
You know, sheriffs have a lot of power. What's your budget, Sheriff?
My budget's about $60 million.
Okay, think about this: $60 million. This guy Hero, who's running against Sheriff Hodgson, he had to make a settlement with the Office of Campaign and Political Finance because he was dipping in to his campaign accounts whenever his balance was running low. They said this in the settlement, that he was dipping, he was taking money out of his campaign account, which is not permitted, and putting it into his private account because he was so broke. And now you're going to give him a budget of $60 million, this guy. And yeah, he, and you know, we have, we, Dukakis appointed two sheriffs. You know, there were vacancies, and he appointed them. They had to get elected. There was a sheriff in Middlesex County and a sheriff in Essex County that went to prison, federal prison. There was another sheriff from Middlesex who killed himself when he was caught in a corruption scandal. I mean, you haven't gotten involved in any of these scandals, Sheriff, but Massachusetts sheriffs have a tendency to get into problems, especially with money. You know?
Yeah, well, this was, the situation, and I didn't know about it initially, but learned about it. This wasn't an accident. This was done on 17 occasions, 28 times. 28 times. That's not an accident. And then to suggest that it was just an accounting error, it speaks to the lack of credibility around the things that were happening. And look, this is a very serious job that requires people to have a law enforcement background. You got to know how to respond to an emergency situation. I mean, I started my cop, right? You got to know how to come up on the scene, how to deal with suspects on the street if you run across them. You have to know how to work with the chiefs and really understand what this issue is, in addition to all the programs in the community that we offer for kids, for the senior citizens. These are all very critical public safety initiatives, programs, and you can't just walk in and say, oh, I know how to do school safety programs, to do the school safety audit, to do tabletop exercises. He's never had the experience. But then
Well, he has had the experience of being arrested, though. That's one thing he has, one advantage he has over you. You've never been arrested and charged with assaulting your sister's boyfriend over a dirty pizza box and the dog relieving himself in the house. His father's house, by the way, not his own house. He was 32 years old living in his dad's house.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with all of that, but I will tell you this. Look, this is a real choice for the people of Tuesday about the difference between whether they want people in New York, Bloomberg, Soros, Act Group, to be telling the people that, look, the criminals are really actually the victims. And as far as the real victims go, well, we don't acknowledge them. They don't exist. And you want streets where we're going to have defunding the police, undermining their abilities to do the job and protect people. That's the difference between somebody that's been in law enforcement, devoted my career, I have a passion for it, grown this department, and will continue to grow it, versus someone who wants to walk in who basically is a trophy hunter, right, with regards to his career. State rep and mayor, and he claims that his experience, he worked at the YMCA for 7 years with kids, then he went and became a state rep, and then he ran for mayor. And therefore, he is qualified because the police department fell under the mayor's office suggest he had some law enforcement.
All right, where can people go, Sheriff Hodgson, if they want to read up on your campaign or get involved with it?
Well, they could go to sheriffhodgson.com, that's sheriffhodgson.com, and they can read up on everything that's going on, and the last run to the finish line will be the next 5 days. So we're looking
all right
forward to it, and hoping to get a vote.
And Taylor, move up. Can you move up my Sunday column to put it on the top of the page so that people could read up on his opponent? And again, read the endorsement of his opponent by the Globe if you want to read some more nutty stuff that he did. He once took his terminally ill dog on a cross country trip. I mean, I loved my. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'd rather I've never been endorsed by a newspaper. I'm proud of that because I look for the endorsements from the people, and certainly there's no law enforcement endorsement in this race that's been given to my opponent. They've given it to me because they know my experience and my background, and couldn't be more proud.
I'm just telling you, the Globe has more goofy stuff. Don't listen to what they say about anything else, but just read. I mean, this guy is a wacky person. He's not a serious person. You wouldn't let him walk your dog, let alone have a $60 million budget. All right, Sheriff Hodgson, thanks a lot. And we're going to move my column up to the top. So go to HowieCarshow.com and check out my column on the race. It ran last Sunday in the Herald. The economy has been unpredictable, and we all feel it, but now is not the time to forget our fallen heroes. Despite what is happening around us, we still have so many reasons to be a grateful nation. and in large part we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes. Honor those who currently serve and their families and have the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at over 3,500 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Hello. Great show, Zoe.
James, you're not, I don't think you're not coming in very well. We're going to have to call back. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, thanks for having me on. You know, it may seem a little arcane or as arcane as Jim Crow, but wouldn't the Biden administration be well described as Tammany Hall on steroids?
You know, I maybe you could say that in the terms of patronage and corruption, but I think Tammany Hall delivered more to its constituents than the Brandon administration does. I think you're being really terribly unfair to Boss Tweed and Carmine DiSapio and all the rest of those worthies who ran the New York City patronage organization all through the centuries.
Yeah, well, they kicked up to Americans only. You know, I wanted to say that when I tell Democrats online that the election is going to occur on November 9th, they canceled my social media account.
You were just quoting the President of the United States last night. He said the same thing, didn't he? He said the election is going to take place on November 9th. Just like he said that, you know, we put together the most extensive voter fraud organization. If Taylor can come up with that, I always like to hear that. You know, people, you know, Trump, remember when Trump was talking
about... We put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
So you would probably get canceled off social media for putting that up there. But that's what he said, isn't it?
It is. You know, and one more observation of last night's speech was President Lincoln got elected twice, and I don't know how long it took to count the ballots, but I can't imagine it was more than a week. And he was in the middle of a war.
Yeah. He was running against the Copperheads. That's what they used to call Democrats back then, Copperheads. Later, they changed their name to the Ku Klux Klan. I'm Howie Carr.